Gauthier Paulin, Geneva, hey, last night didn't go the way you probably wanted it to, but tonight much better.
Yeah, for sure. Yesterday I had a good start. I had some good lap time also, but then I had a small crash in one corner. I just lose the front and had a really small crash. And then I had a bad start at the final. I was behind two crashes, and so it was really difficult to be back on some fast rider like Marvin and Brayton. So I had a bad race, but the feeling was good, and I had so much fun on the bike. And then today was a different day. I had a good qualifying, fighting again with Marvin. Finished third from that qualifying, but I was feeling free. And then at the final, I had a normal start. I was around like fifth, and then back second behind Justin was already gone. But then I was second, and then again Marvin was riding together. He passed me and then finished fourth from that moto. I was feeling free. I was having a good feeling, no mistake. And you know, I was just coming here for fun because I love to ride Supercross with not so much preparation, because I had to stop to now get ready for the World Championship. So I'm really happy, and I want to thank also my team, which they let me ride that race. When you're a factory rider in World Championship, it's difficult to tell your team, hey, I want to race a Supercross during the winter. Right. And they let me do Genoa and Geneva, so that was amazing. Yeah. Both race on podium, for sure could be better yesterday, but then that's racing, I can crash, and was happy.
Yeah, it was your full works bike, it looked like, your full factory bike?
Yeah, I was having a 450 factory from 2012.
Okay.
Was the 2013 bike, but was the GP bike from 2012, so okay. From this year, just with sitting on suspension with KYBs. They make me a front, okay. They do a front fork and yeah. And a shock, and only the injection, you know, the map a bit more aggressive. The bike was working really good. I was happy about that. And just no question, I was not thinking like in Grand Prix about the tire or anything. Just ride, have fun, get a good start, and make it happen. So that's the way I was riding, and I was loving it.
Did you get any Supercross practice in beforehand?
No, I didn't. Now was the last one, and now I go. I start my preparation, my winter training for the World Championship.
Hey, I gotta ask you this. Motocross the Nations, man, you've done really well the last few years. And again, this year at Lomo, you put in a couple of strong rides. What is it about that race that just gets you pumped up? I was giving Moose Can a hard time about him letting down Team France, but you did your job.
Yeah, since I'm young, you know, I start, I'm 22 years old, and from 6 to 12, I was riding BMX, you know. Yeah. Was only on one day, and I was world champion on that race. I really feel something inside, you know, on the one race I could do really good.
Yeah.
And then to race for, I really, you know, when you race for your country, it's different. And like I say, you ride for a championship, it's a thing. But then when you ride only for one race, you can give everything, and it's end of season. So you just can go how you want. And that's what I do. So I always ride good at destination since 4 years. I only had a mistake in Denver in 2010 in America, but that was racing.
Yeah.
And then now I want to race like I rode in Lomel all the year next year.
Right. Yeah, talk about the World Championship coming up. This year went all right for you, I think, for the first year in the 450s?
Yeah, it went all right. I was preparing that season really well, and to win the second GP was already really good. Was earlier than I thought, and after I had a mid-season, I had many problems, you know, and I was just riding not so good. But the team was behind me; they trust a lot in me, and they was helping me. They understood everything, and then I was back fighting on the front in the end. So pretty happy, you know, finish on the podium for this season. Was good, but when you're a professional sportman, that you always want better. And Keroli is really strong. He's now six-time world champion, yeah. So it's a really good athlete. And the goal for each GP rider is to beat him. And for that, need to be strong everywhere. And like I say, I want to ride Lommel like I rode. Every GP next year, and it's the goal.
All right, man. Well, thank you and good luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot.